are living in urgent times. If you're living in fear of the future, wondering how the Lord intervenes with His mercy and compassion, stay tuned for an hour of inspiring, uplifting radio for a time such as this. Now here is your host, Ann McClone, with Thy Will Be Done.
Well, hello, my friends. I'm coming live from a remote location. It's May 22nd, 2023, and we have a wonderful program lined up for you today. But let us begin in prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we offer up this program to your Sacred Heart and to your Mother's Immaculate Heart during this beautiful month of May, her month. And we pray for all of our listeners, all of their prayer intentions, that you have mercy upon all of them in a very special way, and that you grant the desires of their heart, if it be in your divine will. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you and praise you for all that you're about. And we thank you and praise you for this magnificent radio apostolate. And Lord Jesus, we ask that your will be done during this radio broadcast. Again, Lord Jesus, we entrust all of our listeners and their prayer intentions to you right now. We believe in your holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, my friends, I want to read a prayer before I tell you a little bit about our guest today. I wonder if all of you know where this originated. I think that years ago I asked, would someone find out where this prayer originated? I love it, and I hope grandparents and moms and dads are praying this over their children on a nightly basis. But do you remember this prayer? Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom his love commits me here. Ever this day be at my side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. How many times did we hear this prayer? Probably over the last few decades, but I'm wondering if it's being taught today. And I only learned maybe 2 or 3 years ago that Archbishop Fulton Sheen wrote this. Did you know that? And if not, I would love someone to call Maureen and let her know who actually wrote it. But I remember a listener calling me saying Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen wrote this beautiful prayer that we should use. We should really be using this prayer and praying for our guardian angel to protect us and be with us in a special way, right? So, my friends, today we are going to be chatting with Marty Rotella. And you know, if you listen to this broadcast, that Marty is a friend of this radio apostolate. And Marty, as you know, is a 3-time Grammy nominee. He's a singer, songwriter. He's an evangelist. He's a retreat master. He travels. He has his hand on the pulse of what's happening nationally and internationally in terms of our church, and in fact, in terms of people, young and old. And actually, I knew that it was a day for Marty Rotella because he brings so much joy to the broadcast and so much information and inspiration to all who hear him. Now, my friends, you can only imagine what the topic will be today. And Marty actually felt that it should be on temptation and mercy. That's right, temptation and mercy. And at first I thought, that's a strange combo. But knowing Marty, he has either taught on this topic at a retreat, he's written a song, or something is happening on temptation and mercy in his life. So I can't wait to hear how the Holy Spirit is guiding him. And if you think you're not tempted, I replied to Marty, well, you know, I've heard so many of the great priests and mystics in the world, and they're saying that Satan is front and center, that people are being tempted at all ages. And before, he was hidden, and we just kind of knew that something wasn't quite right. But now he's front and center. And so the temptation marker has been raised. The bar has been raised. Everyone at every age is being tempted. So now more than ever, we need God's mercy to assist us in not being tempted and not falling prey to the wiles of the bad guy. We need to stand strong. So I thought, you know what? Marty is right on. He has really, really gifted this radio apostolate with his wisdom and his insight in terms of what's happening around the world, and most in particular in this country when he travels giving concerts and retreats. And his retreat schedule is just amazing, how the Lord is using him. And also creating new CDs and DVDs and for people. So I can't wait for you to hear him. And I want to hear why he believes the topic of temptation and mercy is such a critical topic today. Now, we think and we assume we know the answer to this, right? Well, Marty again has the insight of bishops and priests and nuns and lay people and the homeless and the kids on the streets. He has a different insight, which is so global and so interesting, because sometimes our world consists of the news media or social media or our friends or our parish, but he gives a bigger picture. And this is why this network is so important, that you're getting the bigger picture in terms of what's happening around the world or nationally with our spirituality. What's the reality outside the borders of where this radio apostolate reaches? So I can't wait for Marty to dial in and to hear what he has to say. So tell your friends to tune in to listen, because God is working a mighty work, my friends, in this radio apostolate. You need to get on board if you're hanging off the train thinking, oh, well, you know, this radio apostle has been around a long time. Guess what? The Holy Spirit is just setting it on fire with new beginnings and all kinds of great things and new guests. And the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are being manifested in so many ways. So many ways through the radio broadcasters, Kathleen McCarthy, the volunteers, all the people behind the scenes. So with Pentecost coming up, we can only expect the Holy Spirit to set Marty on fire today.
Marty's on the line.
Okay, thank you. To share why in the world the topic of temptation and mercy. Welcome, Marty. So happy to have you with us.
Hi, Ann. I'm happy, too. Hi, everybody out there. Love you all.
So, Marty, why in the world did you believe that the topic of temptation and mercy would be so important today for our listeners?
Well, first of all, let's look at temptation. I'm standing at the ocean one day at the beach, and I'm watching the waves. The waves never stop, by the way. Never stop. That's temptation, okay? Never stop. Till the day we die on this earth, we're going to have temptations. So Jesus was showing me that when the wave crests and then crashes, those are the two words he used in my heart, crest, C-R words, and then crashes. Those are your temptations. And it's constant, because waves in the ocean never stop, never stop, never stop. So then what did he show me after that? The wave then gets smaller as it reaches your feet. And when it hits your toes, all right, it fizzles. That's the word I heard, fizzles. And then he said, that's my mercy. You see, that never ends either. See, so temptations are always going to be there, okay? Just like the waves, and they crest and they crash. But then the wave gets smaller and it fizzles, and that's God's mercy, and that never ends. So, but we spend so much time on the crest and the crash that we don't see, feel, and hang out in the mercy, the fizzle of God's love.
Now, Marty, you travel nationally. Again, we always have some new listeners. And you travel nationally. Is the temptation level at a higher level now for even prayerful people? What are you setting your eyes on when you go out and you preach and teach and sing?
Okay, so the first thing, Anne, is this is my 43rd year of evangelizing, going out, okay? And what I see is back 40 years ago, the ugly guy, he was under the table. You never saw the evil, all right? It was kind of like silent and you know, behind the scenes and stuff, you know, in the shadows. No more. He's out now. He's out in front now, and he's frantic, okay? We're in the times. We're in tremendous times. So these temptations are going to be more for everybody. Yeah, because he's frantic right now. Everybody, whether you're with God, whether you're not with God, doesn't matter. We're being attacked because of the times. That's where the mercy has to come in. That's why Jesus appeared in 1931 to St. Faustina with his mercy. It wasn't for 1931. It wasn't approved till 81. That's 50 years. It's for these times. It's for these times. And he told her, this is to prepare you. My mercy is to prepare you for my second coming. Wow. So we're in this battle. Everybody out there that's listening, you're getting a battle. We're all getting it differently, but it's hitting us. That's why we have to stay in his mercy, stay in his love, and that's going to help us. And in the end, we know who wins. Amen.
Well, we both know in ministry, the bad guy comes disguised. So the discerning process of recognizing what's happening at the moment as a temptation or something out of kilter with the Lord, you know, how would one who's listening increase their discernment in terms of recognizing that they're being deceived, that there's a temptation here? What's the core information that you would share with someone on a retreat, how to recognize that they're being tempted?
Okay, so I'm not going to share what Marty thinks. I'm going to share what Jesus told us. Here we go. From the cross, Jesus said, behold your mother. Three words. He gave it to us. He said, behold. What does it behold mean? Look at her. Okay, so now let's look at her. She stood at the foot of the cross and watched him die. His best friends ran away. The strong men ran away. Mary, small woman, stayed there. You see? So he says, behold her. To get through these times and these temptations, hold Mary's hand. That's the rosary. Hold her hand and remain at the cross, looking up, and just keep letting God's mercy, as Jesus was pierced with a spear, and his blood and water came out, his mercy came out and poured down, let it pour down on you. The second thing is, Jesus said these words, take and eat if you want life. That's the word, life. Now, I don't know about you out there, but I want life. I don't want death. So when the temptations come, I'm Eucharistic. I go to Mass every day. I receive Jesus. Not because Marty says, not because the Blessed Mother says, not because the Pope says, because Jesus said, take and eat if you want life. Well, I want life. And what the best thing that is going to stop those temptations and help me get through it is Jesus himself. Amen.
And Marty, you work a lot with young people, and even you have shared before on the air in the prisons, some of the toughest prisons. And so these are men and women and young people who have been tempted and are paying the price for this temptation. So is all temptation a sin, or is it like dangling bait before one's eye, particularly if someone is listening and they're very young, say a teenager or in their 20s? So if you're tempted with your eyes, is this a sin?
No, you know, temptation is not a sin. That's why it's a totally different word. A sin is a sin. A temptation is a temptation. It's tempting you. You know, I have a new song coming out on my new CD coming out in a few months, and it's called I'm Tested. And we could change that to I'm Tempted, okay? I'm Tested. And then the other song, I wrote this in front of the Blessed Sacrament. The other word Jesus gave me was affected. See, I'm tested by this. Affected, see? So it's not a sin, but it's I'm tested. And so that's where you have to draw the line between tested, temptation, and sin. I was a school teacher for 31 years. I taught seventh grade, inner city. And one day we went to lunch. So it was about eight boys and myself having lunch at McDonald's. And one of the boys said to me, hey, Mr. Rotella, look at that girl over there register. She's in the high school. Her name is, I forgot what her name was, but he goes, yeah, isn't she beautiful? Isn't she hot? And I said to him, God makes beautiful creatures. He says, what? I said, well, you see, what you're doing is you're lusting after her, okay? I said, don't lust. I said, what if that was your mother or your sister? And I said to you, hey, isn't she hot? What would you do? I'd punch you in the face. I said, yeah. Why are you allowed to do that to her? And we can't do it to somebody who you love. I said, so don't do that. He goes, so what was that line again? I said, God makes beautiful creatures. And then the lust does not become sin. When you lust, when you look at somebody and you're lusting, that's going into the sin. So the key here is you can break it. You break it by saying, God makes beautiful creatures. Well, a few years later, I heard some of the kids from the high school going toward McDonald's. I was across the street. They didn't see me. And I heard some kids say, hey, look at that girl over there. Isn't she beautiful? And I heard some kid yell out, yeah, God makes beautiful creatures. So the key here is just pay it forward. Just plant a seed and pay it forward. And that kind of stops you in the temptation so you don't go further in lust and go into the sin.
Well, Marty, do you remember the day when most people went to the Sacrament of Reconciliation or confession on Saturday nights? Would never think of going to Mass on Sunday without going to the Sacrament of Reconciliation. So I know that you have preached so many retreats to alcoholics, to broken people. Tell our listeners a little bit about what happens when you begin to open the suitcase of God's mercy when people are so broken, addicted, hurting. Tell our listeners what the experience is for you as a retreat director. What do you see?
Well, I think the main thing is to realize that in the world, we must be real. Why? Because Jesus is real. You see, when I sin, first thing is do, I don't go into shame and guilt and all that stuff. That's not good. That's not from him. I said, oh, Jesus, I made a mistake. Oh, I'm sorry. And what would Jesus do? He would say, oh, you're terrible. No, he wouldn't do that. You know what he would say? It's okay, Marty. It's okay that I sin? No, Marty. It's okay. Come back now. Come back. And that's the key. See, he's real. He's real in his love. And that's what we have to be to everybody out there. To be real. And when you're real, it makes a gigantic difference. Nobody's going to listen to you unless you're real. Nobody's going to listen unless you truly love them. I was in a restaurant in Roswell, New Mexico last month. And it was a hostess. Her name was Adriana. And she goes, hi. She goes, I'll bring you to your table. I said, what's your name? She said, Adriana. I said, Adriana, I'm Marty from New Jersey. Nice to meet you. Oh, wow. And we talked and we went to the table. I ate with my friends, and then as I was leaving the restaurant, before I walked out, I went, Adriana, bye, thank you for everything. She turned, and she ran over to me. She goes, you remembered my name. I said, yeah. She goes, oh, my goodness. She said, not only that, but you stopped before you walked out to say goodbye to me. She goes, that is so special. She said, thank you so much. You made my day. See, that's Jesus. That's real. So if Jesus did that, which he did, the woman at the well is a perfect example of that in Scripture. You do it, and the whole world changes. Mother Teresa said you go step by step, one person at a time, and watch the world change.
And Marty, I mean, I love your stories of when you travel and what happens, but you learned this from some great teachers over time, over 40 plus years in ministry. You didn't do this in the beginning. You learned it. And your path has been amazing how the Lord uses you. How does your music help people to overcome temptation and to enter into God's mercy? How does music, particularly your music, help individuals?
Well, let's look at the numbers, and I'm not doing this to brag, but I've written over 4,300 songs since 43 years ago, about 100 a year. There's not one that I want to write, and every song is either at iteration or at a time where I'm praying, walking on in a park. So God knows when to give me these songs. I don't know which ones I'm going to record because it's too many. I can't record them all. I've recorded probably like 300, 400, all right? So if you look at it and you think of all the songs recorded, and then when I meet people in the 43 years, somebody comes up to me and says, hey, I love that song number 8 on your CD. It has really touched my heart. It's really helped me. I said, wow, that's amazing. I wouldn't even thought that, you know, anybody's listening to those songs. And then everybody has a different song. So it's not like, and when I record, I don't record what I want to record. I record what I think the Holy Spirit wants to give to the world. Once it's done, I get it out to the world. It's out there. Now people can listen to it, and then he can touch them through the song, which is perfect, whether it's the lyrics, whether it's the music itself, the melody, whether it's a combination, whatever. And I'm just the pencil in his hand. That's what Mother Teresa always said, to be a pencil in God's hand. So I think that's powerful, no matter anybody listening, any talent you have, you know, just give it. Give it to the world. You know, ask God to just bless it. And as you do that, he knows exactly who to touch, when to touch, and how to touch. Yeah.
Well, if you're just tuning in, our special guest today is, excuse me as I lose my voice, Marty Rotella, 3-time Grammy nominee, singer-songwriter. He's also a retreat director, an evangelist. He travels. He's traveled all over the world, but now he travels nationally. And I can't imagine the number of people who play your music when they're hurting, they're wounded, or they're rejoicing. So what is the purpose of rejoicing when one is tempted or seeking God's mercy? Is there a purpose for praising God and rejoicing?
Well, definitely. Because the apostles and the disciples of the early church that hung with Jesus, they said this to him, Jesus, what do we do? And he said, love God with your whole mind, body, and soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's how simple he made it. He took 10 commandments in that verse. He took 10 commandments and made them 2. He squashed them down to 2. So. When you love God with your whole mind, body, and soul, not like a fanatic. You know, when you see somebody on the street corner screaming, the world's going to end, and Jesus, and read the Bible, and that's not what we're talking about. Love God with your whole mind, body, and soul means to love him. Maybe on your knees next to your bed where nobody sees you. Maybe going into church and just kneeling in the pew and just saying, Jesus, I'm here for an hour. So the key is, and then you pray. So love God with your whole mind, body, and soul. Say, God, I love you. I want to follow your commandments. I want to go out there and actually be you. I want to be your love on the streets. That's my prayer every day. I say to the Holy Spirit, let me be your words, your actions. That's my prayer every morning. And then love your neighbor as yourself. Who the heck wants to be yelled at, cursed at, hit? Who wants to be abused? Or impatience against you. So everything that affects you, don't do it to others. You know, you want to love people. You want to give them your patience. You want to give them your love. You want to respect them. You want to encourage them. You want to lift them. That's all in Scripture. Encourage, love. That's the answer. That's the answer. And it's so simple, but we've complicated it. And we add so many different things, and we let the news get in our heads, and we let the negatives get in there and oh, wow. No, stay positive. stay positive and give those two commandments. Love God with your whole mind, body, and soul. Love your neighbor as yourself.
So speak to someone who is listening right now who's saying, okay, Marty, this all sounds good, but today, you know, my body hurts, or my son is an alcoholic, and or my husband left me, and I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent next month. And the temptation is to cheat. Excuse me, Marty, I'm coming down with something again. to cheat. So speak to that person right now who wants to cheat, thinking, oh, only I will know it and God will know it. It's no big deal because I got to pay the rent and I got to help my child. Speak to that person. I really feel quite strongly about this right now, about this temptation and how to overcome it.
Okay, so I think it's good in a song. I wrote a song called Be Still. I wrote it during COVID. It's no coincidence it was written during that time. So I'm just going to chant the first verse to you. And the first verse is very powerful, so just listen, everybody out there. Ready? Okay?
Ready.
Close your eyes. Sit in silence. Be still. Take a breath. Rise in courage. Be still. Be still and listen. Be still. Still, be still and listen. Be still. You see, the key to temptations, the key is to when you're anxious, whatever is happening, the key is to stop. And by, oh, I don't have time to stop. You got to stop. And what's the key? Listen. Close your eyes. Be still. Listen, well, I don't hear God. How do you hear God, Marty? I don't get, sure you do. Sure you do. You can't hear him if you're not going to give that time, if you're not going to stop and be still and close your eyes and shut off the phone and shut off the TV, you know. And you don't have to do it for a long time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Start slowly. And then watch what happens. Because God, he's there all the time, all the time. And he doesn't go like this. Nah, I don't think I'm going to answer your prayer. Nah. That's not God. God is like this. Sure. I'm here. Talk to me. And you don't even have to talk. Just close your eyes and listen. Because he knows what's on your heart and in your mind. And people, go into your heart. That's where God lives, your heart. When we stay in our mind, there's too much spider webs up there. Go into your heart. And then it clears the spider webs out of the mind.
Well, I think you need a new song for young people about the spider webs. I just see it, Marty, a new song about spider webs, but it's true. You know, when you have spider webs in your house, you don't want them because they weave and weave and weave and spiders come and it's ugly. And the same thing happens to us spiritually, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. No doubt about it.
I mean, even people believe, for example, a Marty Rotella, who travels all over the world, who's written over 4,300 songs, who, you know, it gives retreats as a singer, songwriter, that your life is perfect and that you don't have any spider webs. So after our break, Marty, I want you to hold on the line. We're going to talk about what you do. You did share a little bit about the Eucharist. But some encouraging words for our listeners about getting rid of those spider webs that tempt us, that take us down, that take us away from the Lord. We're going to deal directly, my friends, through Marty Rotella's wisdom with all of your issues that are binding you today and to help you enter into God's mercy. So, Marty, stay on the line. My friends, we'll come back right after this commercial break.
To you, our faithful family of listeners, no words can express how much we appreciate your standing in the gap with us here at In His Sign Catholic Radio. It is truly your amazing prayer power, your undaunting commitment, that has enabled us to stay on the air. No doubt about it. Be assured of our daily prayers, not only for you, but for your families as well. We pray that God will continue to bless you as you bless us. To join us and become a ministry partner, visit our website at inhissign.com or give us a call at 610-527-2906.
My friends, welcome back. You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. I'm your host, Anne McGlone, on a weekly program from 4 to 5 p.m. every Monday called Thy Will Be Done. And our special guest today is three-time Grammy nominee Marty Rotella, singer, songwriter, evangelist, retreat director, and extraordinaire, a man extraordinaire. So, Marty, we talked a little bit before the commercial break about spider webs. I know that you have been given a forum at a retreat house, really preaching and teaching and singing to men. What do you see as some of the spider webs or the temptations that men are facing and are having a hard time overcoming today, Marty, in your current retreat work?
Okay, let's look at my life, because that'll be an easy way to do it. Let's go back to my first vision that I gave at the beginning of this program. The waves, the temptations that crest and crash, all right, those, they will never end till the day you pass from this earth. You're going to have them every day. So you have to, I put that right in front of me. It's reality. I don't try to buck it and say, no, it's not going to happen. No. Every day I'm going to be tempted. So the key here is that once you know that, that's half the battle, okay? Now, I have to cry out to God's mercy. Now, what if I make a mistake? What if the temptation moves me into sin? I don't worry, because worry is not from God. I kind of chuckle. I start laughing. I go, look at this. You know, all right, I'm on the road, and I'm cursing somebody out. And all of a sudden, I go, oh, look, Jesus, look. And Jesus doesn't get mad. I can hear him chuckling. Marty, you're so cute. And that's when I say, I am sorry. I'm sorry, man. Look what I'm doing. And that's the key. The key that to not let it go further. The key is to see it. The key is to say, I want to change. That's the key. Jesus said, be as perfect as the Father. Well, we can't do that here. We will when we get to heaven. But he says, try. And that's what we're doing every day. We're trying. You know, confession was not set up by just some man on earth or woman. It was set up by Jesus himself. He lived here 40 more days after his resurrection to teach about the sacraments. And he gave us this beautiful thing. It's even in scripture, when we go to confession, what he does is it's a sacrament where he can erase that and he can bring us right back. So I go to confession almost, you know, maybe once, twice, three, four times a month. And when I need it, I don't wait, because the key here is, and just go ask the priest. If it's not a time of confession, say, look, Father, you have time, you know, because that's what helps. Not only that, but the Eucharist. I go to Mass every day. I receive Jesus every day, and then I go to adoration every day. So the Eucharist and the sacraments, the confession, is what keeps me. The temptations can never keep going with me, because I'm always ahead of it, because God is first. Love God with your whole mind, body, and soul. And I want to be good. So if you're out there and it's tough, one of the things I tell the men, I say, listen, care, then share. That's a big thing. What does that mean? Listen with your eyes, not your ears, all right? We have a habit of not looking at the person that's speaking to us. Care means ask questions. Ask the questions. Well, how does that make you feel? What happened after that? You see, because the person is giving from their heart, whether it's your wife, your children, whoever is talking to you. And then the last thing is then share. You see, sometimes we jump in too quickly. So that goes right back to those two commandments. Love God with your whole mind, body, and soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. Make it simple.
And when you're giving these retreats, particularly to men, what's the reception like? Are they like, oh, sure, Marty? or do they receive it? You know, tell our listeners the truth. What happens when you share this message?
Well, let's put it this way. If I'm not real, nobody's going to listen. And they're going to just say he's full of baloney, because you can't fool anybody, especially when you go into a prison. You can't fool them, especially when you're talking to teenagers. You can't fool them. You can't fool gang members. So you got to be real. And when you're real, they don't say, he's above me, or I'm such a clod, or whatever. You know what they say? Oh, wow, this is something I can try. This is something I can use. And then if I talk for a half hour, you know, somebody takes one thing, just like when you read the Bible. You read the same thing, and somebody takes one line, and they bring it home, and they start working on that. Somebody takes another line. Oh, you know, God was talking to me through this. So they'll take something I said, and they'll bring it home. Maybe 2 years later, I see that person again, and they say, hey, you know, your talk on the Our Father, the prayer, I've been applying that, and boy, it's changed my life. It's actually changed my relationship with God. It made it simpler when you said two commandments. So it's just me and God, and then me and my other people in my life, you know, whoever comes my way. It's easier. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So that's the key. Just be Jesus. You know, Monsignor Esif, you know, from Scranton, Pennsylvania, he always says, just be Jesus, and the world will change. Mother Teresa said the same thing.
Now, Marty, you had just been with Kathleen McCarthy and Father James Blunt at the Rosa Mystica Shrine for a powerful retreat. Tell our listeners, was this whole issue of temptation and God's mercy part of the weekend? Or share a little bit, because, you know, from your perspective, I'm sure we have people tuning in right now who would love to know. You had eyes and you participated in this powerful retreat. What does the Rosa Mystica have to do with anything? And Marty Rotella, what happened to you during this retreat?
Well, let's look at it this way. First of all, Father Jim Blunt and Kathleen McCarthy are giving what the Holy Spirit gives them. They're giving it to the world, okay, which is powerful, and we thank them for that, okay? But the key here is, let's get back to the theme and everything they spoke of there and everything that was going on. The theme was not there, but the theme here is love God with your whole mind, body, and soul. Father Blount, that's what he says all the time, you know, and he says it with a smile, and he's like, God is awesome. He's so loving, you know. The key is to love your neighbor as yourself. What are you doing? You know, we look at everybody else. We point. Oh, my wife better change, my husband better change, the kids better change, my teacher better change, the policeman better change. No! You change. Look in the mirror and say, what can you do? You know, everybody out there, I think I've said this before on this program, right? I can't change anyone else. I can only work on myself. So why are you trying to change the world? Just work on yourself. The more you work on yourself, the better of a disciple. So that's the word you want. I like missionary. That's what I'm calling myself lately. Somebody who will go out, even if it's just out in the street, right outside of my house, even if it's just in my town, I'm a missionary. And I make sure that I spread the love of Jesus to everybody I meet. Hey, what's your name? Thank you for helping me. Tell me, how's it going? How's life? How was your weekend? You know, and the key is that once you do that, it's so much easier. And that's what happened that weekend, is that people are coming in, and they're coming in with baggage. And everybody that's listening has baggage. We all have baggage. But then they leave the retreat, and they're feeling better, and they can move out and be Jesus. So what happens after the retreat? What happens after this show that we're talking on? People can go out and be Jesus. What does that mean? Be love, because that's all he is. He's love. You know, the perfect example of that is the prodigal son. You know, and the key character in the prodigal son is not the prodigal son. The key character is the father. What does the father do? He runs to his son that left him. his son that, you know, that went out and squandered everything. He runs to him with a smile. He opens his arms and he hugs him and he smiles and he got a tear in his eye and he kisses him and he has a party for him and he loves him. That's Jesus. That's what we have to bring. We have to be the prodigal father and do that, and the world will change.
Marty, do you have hope for the world right now? Do you have hope for our listeners as you share this message with our broadcast listeners? Do you honestly have any hope after the retreat, after your work, what you're seeing in your daily ministerial missionary work?
Every day, there is the crest and the crash of despair. Every day, there's, you know, and it's either from the news, it's either from a family member that's doing something crazy, whatever. And we all have that, okay? But I never lose the hope. Why? Because I'm holding Mary's hand. And what does Mary do with me? She doesn't bring me to her. She brings me to her son. So every day I'm with Jesus. Every day. So that's what builds the hope and gets out of the despair. Now, I was in northern New Mexico at a women's prison during COVID. And 100 women were in the room as I was setting up. And I said, "Hi, everybody. How's it going?" And they go, "We have no hope." That's what they said. I said, "Well, tell me more. Talk to me." They said, "They took everything away from us, even our children. We have no hope. Can you give us hope? That's why we're here today. Can you give us hope?" I said, "I can't give you hope, but the Jesus in me can do that. Let's get started." I worked 2 hours with these women, and by the end, they walked me to the gate, and I walked out, and they were crying, and they were smiling. I go, "Thank you. Thank you. You gave us hope. You gave us hope." You see, that's the key. We don't stop. You know, we're in front of the TV. We're watching sports. We're going to the movies. We're going to restaurants. We go to Trader Joe's, where a lot of people, like, are rushing around and not even paying attention and helping people. You know, we're just so busy that we don't stop and see the people in front of us, whether it's in a parking lot, whether it's at a ball game, whether it's at work, whether it's at school. We don't stop and look and be Jesus and love and give hope. Not that we're so important that we're the hope. No, it's the Jesus in us and the love that we give. That's the hope.
If you're just tuning in, our special guest today who's providing hope for all of us is Marty Rotella, 3-time Grammy nominee, singer, songwriter, evangelist, retreat director. Marty, tell our listeners a little bit about Spirit Power and how Spirit Power provides hope and what's happening with Spirit Power right now.
Well, the reason we named our ministry Spirit Power is I was in front of the Blessed Sacrament one night in St. Lucie's in Newark, back about, maybe, I don't know, it was almost 15, 20 years ago. And I got this song called Spirit. And when a song came out, I was like, wow. And I got it just in minutes, you know, the words and the music. I went back the next night and I got this song called Power. And then I realized, wow, that's the ministry, huh? Yeah, and Jesus telling my heart, yeah, so that's called Spirit Power, okay? Now, the Spirit Power has to do with music because that's what I am. But it's also in the teachings. It's also in the greatness of the faith of Catholicism. You know, there's so many great components to it. So it's bigger. But it's me going out and doing that using music, going out and teaching, because I was a teacher for 31 years, to teach and give, you know, like as a missionary, give the hope that's needed, especially in the United States. See, if the United States changes, the whole world changes. Well, you know, we're the ones that can do it. It's very, very powerful. So right now, the songs I wrote during a pandemic, we have a CD out called Be Still, and that's like a retreat. It's a fantastic CD. There's no talk. It's all songs. Some are instrumental. And if you go from start to finish, you're going in retreat, okay? The new one we're working on right now is called You Bring Me Hope. The whole thing is about hope. That's where the song I'm Tested, okay, Affected, is in there. Because once you look at I'm Tested, I'm Affected, then you can get hope. Hope rises when you look at the things that affect you, okay? You know, and the key here is that you're on a journey, and on the journey, it's a path you're walking, and there are trees on both sides of the path, but the sun keeps the path, you know, lit. And once the sun goes down, the path becomes dark. You can't see it, and you're surrounded by all these trees. So if you keep walking, you'll walk into the forest. You'll walk into the darkness, and you'll get lost. So what do? You sit. Remember, be still. Listen. Yeah. You sit, and you wait for the sun to come up, because then the sun will show you the path again, and you can continue your journey on your path. That's how simple it is. So hopefully that helps people that are listening in your journey. You bring me hope, people. You really do. I love you.
Well, we love you. So, Marty, how would one find, you know, how to contact you or Spirit Power? I know we do this every time you're on the air, but we have so many new listeners. Share your website, a contact number, and how they could obtain some of your music.
Okay, so my website is spiritpowermusic.org. It's pretty simple. spiritpowermusic.org. Go there. You can you know, join our team and you know, look at things and find out. And if you want to contact us, you can. So that's one way. If you want some of the music, you can go to spiritpowermusic.org. Or the other thing is, you can go anywhere. I think Spotify, iTunes, all that stuff carries my music. So I think if you just type in my name, there's availabilities of my music out there all over the place. So if anybody, you know, is interested, you know, go to my website, or you can just look my name up. A lot of people, you know what they do? They go to YouTube, they type in my name under videos, and then there are a lot of videos there of me teaching or singing that people post. People post from all over the world, you know. So you get to see me at different venues and different things, and you can you know, hit those and see some of the videos. Yeah.
Marty, where are you off to this summer? What country or what state? I love to hear the Marty. Where in the world is Marty Rotella? Where are you off to in the coming months?
Well, I just got back from Florida. I was in St. Augustine's last week for a week, and I was at Malvin Retreat House in Philadelphia this weekend. This weekend coming up, I took off. This is the first weekend I'm off since Christmas. I've been booked every Christmas, every weekend since Christmas. So this is the first one. And the reason is because, one of the men from my prayer group is, he's what do you call it when a priest becomes a priest? What do you call that? It's the ceremony.
Ordained.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good. One of the men from my prayer group. I have a Sunday night prayer group we've had for over 10 years. He's being ordained a priest this Saturday. So I saved this weekend so I can go to the ordination and his first mass. We're really excited. He had no idea he was going to become a priest when we started our prayer group. And he's the first wonderful sign of the prayer group prayers going out and creating love for God with this beautiful ordination. He's becoming a priest, so I'm excited about that. I'm going to New Mexico next month. I'll be giving pro-life talks down in New Mexico. And then July, I'm taking the whole month off in July. I need a break. So I'm sure God's going to be writing a lot of songs, and we're going to be in a studio finishing up this whole CD project, You Bring Me Hope. August, I'm booked solid the whole month in Malvin Retreat House outside of Philly for the men's retreats. September is just, I'm booked all the way into next year. So it's really exploding, and I just keep going, and whatever God wants, I'm out there. So.
Well, Marty, you're a man of prayer, and I love having you on the air. You're so inspirational. Would you mind closing your segment out with a prayer for our listeners who need God's mercy today and are welcoming it and praying for it?
Sure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. You know, people, before we do this prayer, just remember the sign of the cross is so beautiful, but we rush it. You watch ball players, you know, they cross home plate after a home run, and they make it so fast, you know. Let's start to slow it down and really look at that prayer. It's beautiful. In the name of the Father, and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's powerful. So people out there, just repeat after me. Jesus, yeah, you're an awesome God. Thank you for my life. Thank you for my family. Send the Holy Spirit into my heart now in a brand new way, filled with hope, because that's what the Holy Spirit is, people, hope. Jesus, send the Holy Spirit now in a brand new way into my heart with hope and lead me. So when I meet people on the streets or I meet myself in the mirror, I can smile at myself, at other people, and I can bring your love to the world. I ask all of this under the great will of God the Father, in the name of Jesus, in the love of the Holy Spirit. Wow, what a journey we're on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, especially with Pentecost coming Sunday. Amen. In name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Marty, for being with us. We will ask our listeners to pray for your journeys and all the people that you meet and minister to. And I just thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for taking
time.
Thank
you, Ann. Thanks for the invite. And I love you, and I love everybody out there. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you, Marty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. How gifted are we in this radio apostolate to have friends of the apostolate like a Marty Rotella? My friends, if you ever went out to New Mexico or other parts of the country, you would see that he fills stadiums, he fills conference halls. People love him. Women's retreats, men's retreats, conferences, prisons, even Riker Prison. It's just amazing how the Lord is using him. As a school teacher, he's retired. He's been in ministry 40-plus years. He's an extraordinary person who shares his life journey and how God intervenes. So I pray that when we have Marty on, that you're touched in a profound way. And I also pray someday that we can play his music, intersperse it between his talks. And I think we're soon approaching that. It's the desire of my heart that we can use his music during the actual radio interview. So that would happen if Marty actually came into the studio and we planned it. So I'm praying for Marty to be able to visit the studio and we can actually play some of his new music, which he said is actually underway and that he hopes to finish up in July. He's booked everywhere, every weekend, and excuse me, during the midweek. So I know he has a very special devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe. And we've done a couple shows with Marty on Our Lady of Guadalupe. And just recently, he was with Kathleen McCarthy at Rosa Mystica Shrine in New York with Father James Blunt. And I heard that it was through Kathleen and through her Facebook feed how powerful it was. And Marty said it was so powerful as well. And by the way, tomorrow, Kathleen is on the air from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. live on Facebook and WTMR 800. Now, if she's in the studio, you can hear the same feed. If she's doing it from another location, the radio broadcast would be different than the Facebook feed. So let's pray that she's in the studio and that you can call her and ask questions or ask her to pray for specific intentions. She's been very, very busy. She has a lot to share. So much to share of how the Lord is working at Mach speed. The Lord is working at Mach speed in this ministry and through her giftedness. So we also ask that you pray for all the broadcasters, that all of us will continue to serve with humility and with open hearts, pure hearts, to bring all of you into the embrace of the Blessed Mother and her son, Jesus. It's not easy to be on the air every week. It is truly a missionary work. And Kathleen McCarthy spends endless hours praying with people and going to homes and hospitals and conferences and retreats. So we need to step up and pray for her. And I'm asking you today that you would continue to pray for her, but in particularly now, as the Lord steps up, you know, her commitments and the need for prayer, please cover her for her own health and for her own safety, and for the Lord to provide all that is needed for this radio apostolate. In particular, we need more engineers, my friends, for this radio apostolate. Now, I want to set the record clear. An engineer is not like an engineer at WTMR or the other radio stations. You can be a housewife. You can be a college student. You can be a retired person. And it's a matter of connecting the studio via a phone line to WTMR. So it's not hard. It's not like you have to know all kinds of equipment. I think the term engineer scares people, and it's not that hard. And it can be taught in one little session. And even if you think, well, you have to be able to turn your phone on. If you have that ability, you'll have the ability to connect the studio to WTMR and to turn on the cameras for Facebook. It's not that hard. So don't let the word engineer scare you. Kathleen mentioned yesterday that she needs some new engineers. It's a lot of work in terms of a time commitment for, like, Frank Basil, who's been doing this since the Dom Lettieri days, and Dennis Nolan, who travels with Kathleen. And so, my friends, I ask, if you're listening today and you're saying, I need to do something, I really need to do something with my time, you don't have to be really techie savvy. It's just connecting a few connections to WTMR and setting volume levels, which are generally set, and you're not intervening with different commercials except for the one commercial break. So it's not that hard. So I encourage you, if you have a college student that's off for the summer that would like to be part of this ministry, this is the perfect opportunity for someone who is interested in communications and radio broadcasting. Or if you're retired and you're saying, I need something to do. I have to tell you, I have a nephew who graduated from college, I don't know how many years ago, maybe 6 or 7, and in communications, and he was really throwing out his resume everywhere. And he came in and he volunteered as a, quote, engineer for Kathleen for a few months. He ended up at CBS. So you can't outgive God. So I encourage anyone who's listening today, if you have a college student who would be interested, it's not hard, a retired person, someone who would like to come in. Again, this is not your private time with Kathleen McCarthy. It's about you volunteering your time to dedicate it to our listeners. So if you're interested, call Maureen at 610-527-2906, 610-527-2906. But let us pray. Next week, we will not be live. It's Memorial Day. And let us begin to pray for all of our veterans and all those who are serving our country. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, we offer up all the prayer intentions of our listeners today, those who are tempted or who do not know your mercy. We offer them all up today, those who are desiring healing from you. We entrust everyone who is listening to the Blessed Mother and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So, my friends, may the Lord bless you and may he keep you in the arms of our Blessed Mother. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you.